Chapter 19.
I'm afraid I must check your weapons,
the beefy human guard said as they handed him their passes. Ventress eyed him up and down and smiled.
Where would I possibly conceal a weapon in this dress?
She said, hands indicating her garment. The guard chuckled.
Where could you possibly be concealing a weapon in that dress? Go ahead, little lady.
She winked and stepped forward. Voss planted a similar suggestion, and he too was admitted.
Dooku needs better security,
he muttered to Ventress as he slipped her arm through his.
His arrogance will not permit the concept of a Force user coming after him here,
she replied. Voss glanced at the well-dressed crowd milling about and making idle conversation in the square. He had never had any difficulty adapting to his environment. He could make himself at home in a barren wasteland, in a den of crime bosses, in a seedy bar, in front of the Jedi Council. This gathering, however, set him on edge. He was still rattled from Ventress's efficient murder of her contact, though not as rattled as he once would have been. And within the hour, he knew, he and Ventress would either have slain Count Dooku, eliminating his threat forever, or else be dead themselves. Or maybe it was just his clothing. He restrained himself from tugging at the high collar of his tunic and decided he'd tell himself the unease he felt was that and nothing more. Ventress, however, moved as if she had never known anything other than the high heels and elegant flowing dress. She had even put on perfume to complete the performance. It made his nose twitch, but he had to admit she not only looked and moved as if she belonged, now she even smelled like it. Voss found it difficult to take his eyes off her, but he forced himself to do so. They had a job to do. They strolled arm in arm through the throng of obviously well-to-do guests gathered in the plaza square. The crowd was tight, but not claustrophobic. Combat droids were doing a superlative job of managing the multitudes. And besides, Voss guessed, the guests didn't want to muss their hair. Or feathers, or tentacles. The wave of beings flowed slowly and in an orderly fashion toward a building at the far end of the square. Voss wasn't sure what the place was, but it had that official government building stolidity to it that seemed to be the rule everywhere he'd ever been. It sported a walkway and a balcony, and all faces were either turned upward toward it or else gazing expectantly at a large dais in the square's paved center. A thought occurred to him.
You know, he said, you didn't tell me. What kind of celebration is this anyway?
Ventress rolled her eyes. Pitching her voice low, she leaned in and murmured,
The Confederacy of Independent Systems is honoring Count Dooku with the Raxian Humanitarian Award.
Voss snorted in amused disbelief, quickly turning it into a cough at her glare. The crowd had been chattering in anticipation, but now a murmur rippled through the square. Several battle droids had just emerged onto the balcony, taking up sentry positions. Voss felt his pulse quicken. He took a breath to calm himself and slow its racing. Focus was the only way to properly control the Force. Either side of it.
Showtime,
Ventress said, and Count Dooku, clad in full military regalia, stepped onto the balcony. The crowd went wild, applauding and cheering, hooting and making all manner of other sounds of excitement. Dooku, looking every bit the benevolent patrician leader, waved and smiled warmly. Down in the square, symbolically among the people, his 3-meter-high hologram did the same thing. Voss thought about Master Tholme. How Ventress had told him he'd died, sliced into 2 pieces by Dooku's crimson lightsaber. Once, Voss would have banished the hot rush of emotion. But now he embraced it, let it flow through him, settling in his center like a coiled snake ready to strike. Dooku was not alone. General Grievous, the cyborg commander of the Count's vast droid army, stood a few steps behind his lord. With his four arms, skull-like mask, and clawed feet, Grievous was like something one would expect to see in spice-induced nightmares rather than in reality. He was more machine than living creature, but there was a terrible malice in the slitted eyes that peered through the white mask.
"Looks like Dooku brought his sidekick," Voss murmured.
Still smiling, Dooku raised his hands in a gesture for silence, then began to speak.
"It is an honor to stand here before you, for you represent the freedom and the future of our galaxy. The once great Republic and Jedi Order have become victims of their own ambitions, and the Supreme Chancellor is no more than a pawn of corporate monopolies."
Voss folded his arms, listening. Ventress appeared to be doing the same, but out of the corner of his eye, Voss observed her unobtrusively watching the crowd.
"As a people, you called out for change. You called out for leadership. And I humbly answered that call,"
Dooku continued. His voice, as always, was sonorous and strong.
"Together, we challenged the system. We asked for equality. And how were we met? With war. The Jedi secret army of clones was revealed, and their treachery was far greater than we could have imagined."
Angry muttering, shaking fists, and low booing rippled through the crowd. Dooku looked to be filled with righteous fury as he continued.
"Countless living beings, these clones the Jedi created, have been sent to their deaths, while we sacrifice mainly droids."
Voss grimaced slightly and said to Ventress,
"He makes a good point."
She gave him a sidelong look that conveyed exactly how unimpressed she was.
"Our soldiers of flesh and blood are willing participants. They are your fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, who fight not because they were grown and designed to do so, but because they know in their hearts that they are fighting for a just and noble cause."
More cheering.
Voss glanced around at the faces, alight with excitement and adoration. It was unnerving to realize how beloved Count Dooku, monster and murderer, was among these people. Ventress's gaze was not focused on Dooku, and though she did a good job of keeping her expression composed, Voss knew her well enough to see through the act to the loathing that simmered just beneath the surface. She squeezed his arm and inclined her head to the colonnades to their right. They began threading their way through the square while Dooku finished his speech.
"It is not a simple thing to be your leader during this unfortunate war, but I shall receive this humanitarian honor and take it as a sign that my leadership has met with your approval."
Like trained pets responding to a command word, the crowd erupted in applause. Beaming, Dooku spread his arms in an avuncular fashion, enveloping everyone in the gesture.
"Let the celebration begin."
The crowd applauded for a long while, then began to drift toward another set of wide open doors at the far end of the colonnade.
"Grievous being here complicates things,"
Ventress said without preamble.
"Think you can handle him?"
Voss nodded.
"Shouldn't be a problem. I just have to detain him to make sure we get to face Dooku alone."
"According to the invitation, there will be some drinking and socializing, and then the banquet will be starting. I'll head inside and pay the Count a visit. He'll most likely contact Grievous then. Make sure you're in position."
Voss gave her his cockiest grin.
"Hey,"
he said, feigning a front.
"Have I ever let you down?"
His words, meant to lighten the mood, somehow had the opposite effect. She looked at him for a moment, touched his cheek lightly, then turned and fell in step with the rest of the banquet attendees. Confused, he gazed after her for a moment, then headed off to find Grievous. Head high, walking at a casual pace, Ventress entered the vast dining room. It was enormous, almost cavernous. statues posed in the corners. The busts of famous politicians stared blankly at the guests. The walls were a deep, warm red, hung with paintings of vibrant starscapes, portraits, and still-life works of art. In the center of the room, beneath 10 ornate chandeliers, several tables were arranged. Some guests were already seated, while others milled about. Droids bearing trays of appetizers and beverages maneuvered deftly through the press of beings. Ventress's despised gown was the perfect costume. Any attention she attracted was from those who had eyes only for her physical appeal. She smoothed its folds, and her mind went back to Voss's reaction earlier. Ventress was accustomed to scrutiny from men. She made use of it when it suited her goals. It was, as she had told Voss, simply one more tool. But the look in his eyes was one she had never seen before. It had made her feel vulnerable. Not merely desired, but truly seen, known, cherished. Voss had shown her that he was prepared to leave his old life behind when this was all over. Was it possible she could do the same? What was it he had said once? Do you ever take your mind off the job? The answer had always been no. It was her identity, her way of interacting with the world. Ventress used her tools, lies, lightsaber, the full-on gambit, the force, to become whatever was needed for whatever task was at hand. A killer, a seductress, a deceiver. Who would she be without a lightsaber or a false face? Would there be anything left of Asajj Ventress if she were to truly let go of hatred and instead accept what had shown in Voss's eyes? That she was loved for simply being? Something surged through her, and she did not know if it was longing or terror. A server droid with metallic bobbed hair and a short red dress extended a tray of cocktails. Ventress snapped out of her reverie, cursing herself for her wandering thoughts, snared a beverage, and sipped at it as she scanned the room. As she had expected, Dooku was in the center. People milled about him, but they were not acting like an eager throng surrounding a holofilm star. No, these beings affected a casualness that bordered on indifference. Ventress had observed this behavior of the rich and powerful from the shadows. Now she strode into their midst. A burst of loathing swelled in her chest as she made an indirect path toward the Count. It was all she could do not to whip out her lightsaber and attack then and there. But he had trained her, and her past defeats had proved that she alone could not bring him down. She thought of Karriss and Nahleth, and their first attempt to slay Dooku. Mother Talzin had assured Ventress that the two women were the finest warriors of the Night Sisters, and they had proven excellent. But even numbering three, and even with dark magics that obscured them to Dooku's vision, they had failed. A second time, Ventress, with Mother Talzin's aid, had tried to kill the Count. This time, Ventress took the Night Brothers Abrak named Savage Opress and trained him in a brutal manner, forcing the dark side upon him with Mother Talzin's rituals and torturing him when he disappointed her in training. He was her thing, her creation. But when the time had come, Opress had turned against both Ventress and Dooku. With Voss, it was different. He was with her willingly, as Karriss and Nahleth had been. And like Opress, he had tasted the dark side and trained for the task. But he was his own man. He had been strong enough to pass all the tests she had given him. With that training, and with her lie about who had really killed Master Tholm, fueling his hatred, together they were strong enough to defeat Count Dooku. His words just now had saddened her, and of course he had not understood why. Indeed, he had never let her down. She had let him down, with her lies. But once this was finally over with, she drew closer. Dooku's back was to her, and he was chatting away, his smooth voice hateful to her ears.
Suddenly, he stiffened.
He looked about the room in a seemingly casual manner, but Ventress knew him, knew every one of his movements, and she realized he'd sensed her.
Good.
She took the final step and whispered in his ear.
Hello, Master.